one of the last things that we want to hear when thinking about our lives and how we run them, etc., is that somebody else is in charge, that there is somebody who's already pulling the strings for us. One of the biggest fears that people have is that they're just a puppet in someone else's arms. And whether that's true physically, that they're in a situation where someone is pulling the strings for them, be that a parent or a parent-in-law, or be it a friend or something like that, it's the biggest fear where you feel like you have no control over your own decisions. You can't make the decision. Someone else is doing that for you. And that is a human element. The human element of bechira is so strong within us. It's something that gets us so strong. We have to sit there, and we sit there, and we think to ourselves, it has to be me. I have to do it. Sometimes we might use it as an excuse. I do something bad. Well, that was preordained. That was already decided. That decision was already made by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, what did I have to do with this? That wasn't me. That was someone else. But nonetheless, this is something that is within our minds at all times. What is my decision? What is something that I have to do? What is something that I decide, as opposed to something that was already decided before me? Truth is, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Vav Med Aleph, mentions a basic machlokas, whether Bnei Yisrael are governed by mazalos or they're not governed by mazalos. The idea would be, is that sure, we make decisions, and even the Gemara agrees that people make their own decisions. There has to be schar v'onesh in the world. Even if you say Yesh Mazal Yisrael, it certainly does not mean that Bnei Yisrael get to make their own decisions, and it doesn't really count for anything. There has to be some reward and punishment that we get for decisions that we make. But the idea is that Hashem decides in the beginning and the end what we are and what we're going to be. And in the end, our decision making is just, do we put ourselves in the right positions to do what God wants us to do, or did we make it harder for God to put ourselves in the position that He wants us to be in? And that's it. That would be it. Rabbi Hanina ben Bar Chama, one of the early Achronim, one of the earliest, the one who used to argue with Rabbi Chiya, he says that we are controlled, that there's an external force, and that will decide everything about our life, meaning whether we're going to be wise or not going to be wise, whether we're going to be wealthy or we're going to be poor, as well as if we're going to be successful in everything we do in life. Children, everything, it's all there. If a person is born on a certain day, or in a certain hour, or in a certain part of the month, etc., under a certain constellation, based on the orbits of the planets and how we understand them, the way he says it is that a person is already preordained to be something. You're born on a Monday, you're born on a Tuesday, you're born on a Wednesday, and the Gemara Shabbos goes through all the different things. Maybe there's a propensity for someone to be smarter if they're born on a certain day, to be quicker on another day, to be more open to suggestion on another day. Those types of ideas are already preordained, says Rabbi Hanina. And the Gemara seems to go with that opinion. Throughout the Gemara, bringing down all the different ways that a person could be, and it seems even the Gemara that Rabbah, was born under the mazel of Mavim, under the mazel of Mars. And according to the Gemara, somebody who's born under the mazel of Mars will either be a murderer, or a thief, or a shochet, or a mole. He has something to do with blood. And he said, but I was born under there, I'm not any of those four. Any of those four, none of them apply to me. And Abaye told him, Mar also, you Rabbah, you also, you're a murderer, because you're part of the Beis Din. And the Beis Din does take capital cases. You cause people to die. So even Rabbah was included in this, and it seems from what they were saying from Rabbah and Abaye that everybody understood this opinion as being, if you're born under that mazel, that's what it is. Rashi holds that this opinion is so strong that you're under the select mazel of wherever you're born, that tefillah and learning do not have the ability to change anything about it. Whatever you're born under, that's it. Nothing will be changed from that. You can't. Tefillah and learning won't be able to do. The only thing under your control, where you walk, the different things that you might say, the immediate decisions you make. That's Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Yochanan, who is the next generation, and Rav, who would have been around the same generation of Rabbi Hanina, but a little bit younger, still first and second Amoraic periods, at the same basic time of Rabbi Hanina, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both say, Ein Mazel Yisrael. They hold there's no such thing as Mazel. We can change anything that has been decided upon by davening, by doing mitzvot, and by learning. So let's go on to certain parts of that Gemara. Rava and Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Chasim and Aleph, brings down Bani Chayi Umizoni. Very similar lines to what Rechanina says, just a little bit different. But Bani Chayi Umizoni, the amount of children you're going to have, how long you're going to live, and the amount of parnasa, the amount of money that you're going to make, is already nothing to do with Zchuyos. It's all al mazel tov. It's based on your mazel, period. Bani Chayi Umizoni. Now it could be that this Gemara is going with the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. It could be that the way that Rava is understanding it, Rava is going with Rabbi Chanina's opinion that Yesh Mazel, that everybody is affected by Mazel, and that Yesh Mazel Yisrael, and that's true. That's the way it would be. But the Gemara seems to be saying it's according to everybody. The Rava, nobody in the Gemara over there argues on Rava and says, no, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Nobody asks the question of Ein Mazel Yisrael. The Gemara seems to take this as almost like a halacha. In fact, it's so much so that Tosfos, in Kiddushin, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, it's the last daf of Kiddushin. If you ever been through Kiddushin, at the very, very end of it, there's a Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that one's wealth comes from your zchuyos. Hakol tali bizchus, says the Mishnah. At the very end of the Mishnah. Everything. And it's dealing with wealth. It's dealing with how much money you're going to make. It's totally on the zchuyos that a person has. And says Tosfos on that Gemara, what he means to say, what the Mishnah means to say, is it means to say on mazel. Because Mizoni is based on your mazel, not on your merits. Tosfos corrects a Mishnah and changes the wording of a Mishnah in order to go with this opinion of Rava and Moed Katan, and to go seemingly with the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, the Yesh Mazel Yisrael. What's going on here? Well, we were always told, growing up, Ein Mazel Yisrael, you're above the Mazelos. So why is it that Tosfos changes the girsa based on it? And then we seem to have an opinion that everybody agrees with, the Bani Chayim Mizoni, are all, they're totally a mazel, not with Zchuyos whatsoever. As a safer out there, I highly suggest it. Rabbi Tzvi Reisman, who wrote this he works in LA. I don't know if he's actually a rabbi, to be honest with you. He could not be. It's a possibility he's not. I don't know him. I've read the safer he wrote on the Hebrew months of the year. It is an amazing, amazing safer. And it has to be written as a safer. He takes from the B'nai Yisrael, which is a great safer in and of itself, and he really puts it all together. And I'm really getting a lot of what I'm going to say for this answer to try to put this together from Rabbi Reisman, but I'm going to add on a couple other things. I'm just not going to differentiate. So I'm going to say it's all from Reisman with a couple additions from me, but we'll go with this. Let's read parts of Akev. Take away from the Gemara for a second. Bahaya, Akev, Tishmunis, and Mishpatim, Eila. When, however you want to translate Akev, when you listen to these Mishpatim, Mushmartim, Masisim, Osam, you keep them and you do them. The Shomer Hashem, Elokech, Elokech, the Bris, Vetech, Hashem, Shishpal, and Zeth. So Hashem will then, for you keep the Torah, God will keep up the Bris with you. Bahavka. And I will love you, the Verachah, and I will bless you, Virbecha, and I will make you many. That's for sure, Virbecha is referring to children, if not your life as well. Uberach Privitnecha, I'm going to make sure your children are blessed. Upriyat Masecha, not only that, but the peros of your ground, meaning you'll have riches. Degoncha, Siroshcha, Vizarecha, Shkarlafecha, Vashro, Sonecha, all of your possessions. Allah Domashan Ishmael of Zevalos as well. Brochia Mikolamim, Voyelavecha, Akar, Vakar, Vivantaki, you're not going to have any barrenness throughout. That's for sure talking about children. I'm going to remove all sicknesses from you. All the illnesses that they had in Mitzrayim, no one will do in the son of a chosen enough, they'll be put in your enemies. Straight out pasuk. You keep the mitzvos, I will give you riches, all of your possessions will be blessed. I'll make sure that you have life. You won't have any sicknesses. And I'll make sure you have children and your children are blessed. How in the world could Rabbi Chanina argue on that? How could Rava argue on that? We have a pasuk straight out in the Torah that says you're going to be blessed according to what you do. So how in the world could you say anything different? So here's how the B'nai Yisrael answers, and he gives it based on the Zohar. Now obviously I didn't look the Zohar up because I'm not 40 yet, I'm only 37. So in 3 years I'll tell it to you and my face will be shining. But until that point, right now, we're going to leave it like this, okay? There's a Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, and everyone here knows it. You've all done it when you were little kids, and you all know the entire thing. It's one of the hardest words to be able to pronounce correctly. There is no harder word, I hold, in all of Rashi, in all of Chumash, that is pronounced. Even Andral Musya doesn't come close to this one. Where Avram means says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, there's no way that I can have children. How can I have children? I've seen in the stars that I, Avram, am not going to be able to have kids. So me as Avram, I'm not going to be able to have children. It's impossible. You keep promising me kids, it's not going to happen. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, say mi'istagninus shalcha. That's what I'm saying is the hardest word you've ever heard before in your life. If you can pronounce it correctly, I'm going to give you a dollar. But say mi'istagninus shalcha. Leave your astrology. Get out of your astrology. Leave the area. You have nothing to do with astrology. It's right. Avram won't have kids, but Avraham will have kids. That's a Rashi. The Rashi says this in Parshas Blach Lecha, Perek Tesvav Pasukei. It's one that we all know, that there was no astrology where Avram, you know, Avram was able to have kids. Not only did he have kids, he had Yishmael, he had Yitzchak, and he had six more children at the end of his life. He had six more kids that came at the end of Parshas Chayisar that everybody forgets about. Midyan, Midan, Yishbak, Shuach, all the randoms that make up the rest of the Arab world are all from the Bnei Keturah. The only reason why you would know them is because the Rambam speaks about them and there's a huge Minchas Chinuch on whether or not they need Bris Milah. It's the only reason anybody thinks about the Bnei Keturah. Nobody else would think about them. And that's that. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, you're not going to have it. Says, the pshat behind it says the Bnei Yisachar. What does it mean that Avram won't and Avraham will? What does that hey mean? He says, hey stands for the Hamisha Chumshei Torah, and he says that the ability of Torah is so great that when a person learns, he changes everything about himself. You change your essence, you change the person, you are no longer the person that you were beforehand. That's what the hey means. When Avram learned Torah, whatever that meant, and whatever it meant for him, however he learned and connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that created Avraham, and by creating Avraham, he was no longer the person that couldn't have children anymore. Avram couldn't have children. Avraham was able to have children. That's what the hey stands for. By Sarai as well. Sarai to Sarah. By every one of the others. You have the hey that's added on in order to make sure that they have the ability to have children. Something happened. That's what Bilhah has. Two heys for Rachel. It's huge. That there's a hey by each one to be able to say they're able to have children. That's how the Zohar understands it. Tefillah also works. Not mentioned by that Zohar. Instead, we can see it from Gemara's. Just in Shabbos Kupna Alma Beis, Rabbi Elazar Kapper has a whole statement on how tefillah can change someone from somebody that doesn't have something to someone that does have something. It has the ability to literally change a person. That tefillah has that. We spoke about that a little bit last week of how tefillah can change a person. You have Torah and you have tefillah. The Marsha adds on tefillah into that Gemara that says Sevi Tzakninu Shoka, which is really a Gemara, an hour Gemara, but Metzia will get to it eventually. And now, we might have an answer to our question. We asked, how is it possible that we have this astrology, right, which it seems everybody's holding of them, Bani Chaya Mizoni are totally on Mazel. They're totally on Mazel, not on Tzchus, and Tosfos to correct it, it seems everybody is Maskin, that it's totally on Mazel. If Bani Chaya Mizoni is totally on Mazel, then what do? Do we really have no Mazel? Well, what does that mean for us? And the answer is, normal Tzchuyos. Regular mitzvahs do not have the ability to change it. If you live the rest of your life living the way that you were expected to live, if you're just going to be the same person that you were when God created you, that you went in as He's going to be X, and you remain X your entire life, then you're right, there's nothing you can do. You are who they thought you were going to be. That's a famous line from the late Dennis Green, I believe, the old coach of the Arizona Cardinals when they played the Bears, right? Where they asked him afterward, the Bears pulled out a win, which is a rarity, right? And the Bears pulled out a win, and Arizona, the Cardinals coach got up there, Oliver Shalom, I should say, he got up and he said, the Bears, they are who we thought they were. And that's exactly what the quote was, and it's the same thing here. If you remain the same person, not even a Lahavdil on this one, if you remain the same person as you were when you went in, you're right, there is nothing that's going to change. Your parnasa, your children, your lives, everything has already been ordained. There's everything that's already been decided upon. There is a system in place. And the system is there, right, with you as a normal person, that's what it is. But something changes. A tremendous chus changes everything. And that's what Torah and Tefillah are all about. Torah and Tefillah are there. And this is Rav and Rav Yochanan's opinion. And we'll see about Rabbi Hanina, but at least Rav and Rav Yochanan's opinion. Ein Mazel Yisrael means there's Mazel, but you have the ability to supersede it, to overcome it, only through extra Torah learning and extra Tefillah. You're all required to go to school. You all went to the schools that you were supposed to go to. if you continue doing what you're supposed to do, not adding on anything, no Benes Dorim work, no extra night staters other than the three that you're required, right? No extra learning on Shabbos, and nothing else. You just do what you're supposed to do. You do a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the afternoon, an hour at night, and you just do that, then right, you're going to be the same person that you always were. That's Tolei Amos. And you're just preordained. This is already, look, this is what the guy was. This is what we thought he was going to be, and look what he is. That's what he is. But once you add, Torah has such a schus. Torah has such a schus that it changes everyone. It changes you from what you were supposed to be to something totally different. You change the world. And not only that, every minute that you learn something extra, you're changing the world again. You're changing yourself and the whole plan for the world. So even if you say, well, I'm different than what I was, because I was X. I never even went to yeshiva for high school. I never went to yeshiva. Look at me now. Look what I'm doing. I'm learning now. So I've already changed myself. I don't have to get any further. No. Now the world is according to a mazel. Unless you change that even further. Unless you try harder. Unless you push yourself past that amount. See, mazel has an application and it'll be there until you beat it. Until you destroy it. That's what the hay means. Avram Avinu was never in a state of, I am fine. I've done this. I don't have to go any further. He worked harder on himself. As time went on, he did more than what he was expected to do. And even at the level of 75, Avraham Avinu at 75 was not Avraham Avinu at 76. Avraham Avinu at 76 was not Avraham Avinu at 77. It makes sense why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Avraham Avinu to have kids until he was 99, 100 years old. It made sense. It made sense. Why? Because Avraham Avinu at 75 is not the same Avraham Avinu as the one at 100. At 100, he can have a Yitzchak Avinu. If he would have given birth at 75, he would have been like Yishmael. Still a great person. Still unbelievable aspects to him. But it's not a Yitzchak Avinu. You can ask, how does that apply if the Bnei Keturah were born at an elderly age? Why weren't the Bnei Keturah different? Well, that's because there was no Sarah around. You need an Avraham and a Sarah to come out with the Yitzchak. You have Avraham and Keturah, you only come out with the Bnei Keturah. That's what ends up happening. It's such a large line. That's the idea of how you can change everything. You can literally change everything. It is up to you. But you have to put in the work. You have to do the extra minutes. You have to push yourself past the amount that mazel would say that you're supposed to do. And then you got to say to yourself, what mitzvot have I done that I'm not already expected to do? Keeping Shabbos? I know, I already keep Shabbos. But keep Shabbos better. What can I do better in that sense? Learning Torah? I know, I learned Torah. But how can I do this better? How can I add on to what I'm doing and make it even stronger? That I'm no longer that person. I'm this guy. That's why Rosh Hashanah comes every year and not just once every 5-10 years. Every year you should look at yourself and say, but I want to be more than that. I don't want to remain here at Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the guy that I want to be. I know I can do more than this. And then there's another gift. A gift that even Rabbi Hanina would be maskim to, that this exists, that ain mazel l'Yisrael. Rabbi Hanina paskins yesh mazel l'Yisrael. There is a mazel. And you are controlled. You have little things that you can get around. But there's more, says Rabbi Hanina. Ain mazel l'Yisrael if there's tshuva. You add on tshuva into the mix. Tshuva's even greater. Gedola tshuva, says the Gemara, Shemagat ad kisei akavod. That reaches all the way to the kisei akavod. You know what that line means? What does that mean? That's a cute little line. Your tshuva is answered by God. That's not what it means. Gedola tshuva. The tshuva is able to reach above all mazdalos, even according to Rabbi Hanina, and go all the way to the kisei akavod for decisions to be made by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that directly affect you, not just because you learned. And don't say that I'm just knocking it down that you're just learning, or just because you davened. Tshuva is greater. Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Chochmah and said, what should a person do if he sinned? What should happen to that person after he sins? You know what Chochmah answers? It's Yerushalmi and Tainus. Yerushalmi answers that the way Chochmah is going to answer is going to say, he's going to be punished. Let him be punished. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went to Nevuah and said, Nevuah, what should you do? What should happen if a person sins? Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, what should happen? He's going to die. That's what's going to happen to the person who sinned. He's going to die. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went behind all of them and pulled out tshuva that he created before the world even existed. That's how the Gemara puts it. That was Kodim La'olam. He brought out tshuva and he brought it in front of them. He showed it to them and said, this is what's going to happen. If he does tshuva, none of this will happen over here. You know what pshat is? Because tshuva is beyond the fathomable imagination. It doesn't make any sense. Let's think for a second. I made a terrible business decision. and I lost millions of dollars. Millions. And I can't believe I just made that decision. I can't believe I partnered up with that guy. I made that bad of a decision. You know what? I got it. I'll say that I made that bad decision. I feel terrible. I'm never going to do it ever again. Now what? I still lost $1 million. $2-3 million. Druid should do nothing. It makes no sense that it works and that it erases your hate. It's not like whiteout, where I do tshuva and then all of a sudden, oh, it's not there. It doesn't make any sense. There's no sensibility. If I did it, I should be punished. That makes sense. Svara tells me if I did something wrong, then I'm punished. That's the way it should be. Tshuva is beyond the world. It's illogical. It doesn't make any sense in the realm of the world. That's why it had to be created before the world existed. The same way Bnei Yisrael had to exist before the world existed, because we don't make any sense. The same way the Beis HaMikdash had to be created before the world existed. These things don't make any sense whatsoever. You can't just wish your sins away. You can't just get up on one day, clap out chet, and then all of a sudden everything's gone. They're here. They're 100% here. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I know it doesn't make any sense. I want it to make sense. I created tshuva. Tshuva is beyond everything. Chochma doesn't understand it. Nevuah doesn't understand it. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu understands it. And the only way it works is if you're born again. You literally make yourself all different. It's an unbelievable gemara with this in Tainus, but it's not for this time. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi said by Rabbi Hanina, this is the wording of Rashi, that Fila and Torah really means mitzvos, don't have the ability to affect what you're doing if you have mazel. Rabbi Hanina holds that mazel is so overpowering, Fila and Torah have no ability to do anything for you. He's right, but he doesn't mention tshuva. Make a diyuk. If Rashi has to specify, Tfilah and Torah can't do anything, that means Tshuva can. Tshuva can, even according to Rabbi Hanina. Even Rabbi Hanina would hold this way. That shows you the power of what Tshuva is. It's a serious undertaking. You know what Tshuva is? Tshuva is literally recreating yourself. It's reforming yourself. It's not like you can say to yourself, you know what, I enjoyed what I did before. It was a lot of fun. But I'm not going to do it ever again. That's not tshuva. You didn't do tshuva. You didn't recreate yourself. You're the same person that you were. You're just a little bit older and you think you can trick God. That's not how tshuva works. Tshuva works as you say, I would never have done that had I been given the opportunity again. I know that that decision made me into the person that I am today, but I never would have done it. I'd be a better person if that wouldn't have happened. And that is really difficult for a lot of people. What does that mean? What does that mean? No, I want to be the person that I am today. I like the person that I am today. I'm happy with where I am today. What, I would recreate myself. Maybe I would be somebody that I now hate. Maybe that's what I would be. Maybe that's what tshuva would do to me. Not the way it is. Tshuva is the ability to reform, recreate, to say to yourself, I'm not Avram. I am Avraham. I'm a different person than what I was before. There's the Avram part of me, there's the Avraham part of me. And I know what I can be. And I'm never going to stop. Same way he never stopped. I'm never going to stop. I'm going to keep going in that direction. I'm going to add on the hay and keep adding on the hay. I'm never going to put myself in the situation where I'm Avram ever again. And that will be such a level of tshuva, you knock out what you did before. You knock it completely out. And that's the idea of magasa kisya kavod, of being above the mazel, creating your new reality. That's what we're working on now. So we've done tefillah last week. We've done tshuva this week. We're going to go to one more level of Torah, of how Torah has the ability to do this. We'll try to understand how that works to be able to prepare us for a shana. But we should keep this in mind, that when we're doing tshuva, it's all about a recreation of ourselves. Have a good week, everybody.